Why do we encourage? Encourage means to give someone else courage. For? Well, that's blank, isn't it? But it's to give them courage for what they need to do, what they need to say, how they need to live. For, like I said, whatever the blank might be in that person's life. Why does God design us to encourage others? Women are especially designed to encourage. When back in Genesis, when Jesus made woman, we were called a helpmate for man. Now, a helpmate for mankind, not just man. But what does a helper do? A helper helps. A helper verbalizes to give courage to someone to do, to say, to live. So within us, there's this helper mentality. Not to solve like men, you know, they like fixing, solving. But we do, we want to help people. We have this nurturing, nourishing spirit within all of us to help people, help situations. But also, it states in so many other areas of Scripture to give encouragement. In Proverbs 12:25, now most of the Proverbs were written by King Solomon, and King Solomon's, one of his gifts was wisdom, which came from God, and it says, there will be no other man in the whole world with greater wisdom than Solomon. And so he's written these sayings, these thoughts, these meditations down, and one of them in Proverbs 12:25, it states, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good encouraging word makes it glad. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. Now, anxiousness often comes from our thoughts. We might be in a situation where we get anxious, but our thoughts play on it more, our minds. And so we become more anxious. We get this emotion of real anxiety and it weighs us down. It's like this emotion physically gets on our heart, on everything in our life and just goes, ugh. It weighs us down. We see things, it's like we see things differently. Our thoughts are different. The way then we act and are is different because we're anxious. But a good encouraging word, what does it say? A good encouraging word makes it glad, changes. We're giving courage that this person who's anxious doesn't have right now to the person so they can be a bit stronger and it makes them glad. They're not as anxious. They're not as worried and concerned. You know, maybe it's we help them people with thoughts. Maybe we help people with our emotions. Maybe we're helping people with when this comes, act like this. When these thoughts come in, be like this. Talk to yourself like this. Get God's word into you. Because we know God's word can change, transform. But we know God's word can fight, can defend. We know God's word can attack. So we need to use God's word in all of those areas. We know God's word can show us love. We know God's word can build us up because God never builds us down. God might say, that's not very good, but he loves us and builds us up to change those things in our life that aren't good. He graces us with his mercy and strength and courage. He encourages us to do it, not just in our own strength and our own ability. Isaiah 50, again, Old Testament. But Isaiah 54 says, and I love this. The Lord God has given me, his servant, the tongue of disciples as one who is taught, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned back. I turned my back to those who strike on me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I do not hide my face from insults, for the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been ashamed or humiliated. I have made my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. What strikes me here? God has graced us when we come to know him, when we come to follow him, when we come to be Christ followers, disciples of Jesus. He then asks us to be encouragers, because it says, the Lord God has given me, his servant, the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Read it from the Message Bible. The Master God has given me a well-taught tongue, so I know how to encourage tired people. He wakes me in the morning, wakes me up, opens my ears to listen as one ready to take orders. I've got to a place now, and I'm sure many, many of you have, where God teaches us, God talks to us, God's opened our ears, he wakes us in the morning, he shares with us, and he whispers in our emotions, our conscience, our spirit. You need to encourage that person today. You need to help them right now. You need to ring up your brother. You ring up your sister and encourage them, for they are tired and weary and they need a word that will give them courage. God has asked us, as we mature as Christ followers, to step out and reach out to our fellow men, reach out to the new Christians, reach out to non-Christians, reach out to the more mature Christians, even the older Christians. All disciples or followers of Christ come to a point where God says, now you go help others. I've helped you, others have helped you, you go now help others. Go give them an encouraging word. Do you listen for those words? Do you look out for those opportunities? I sometimes later go, oh, I missed that. Oh, I should have done that. I should have rung them up. I should have dropped off a meal. I think of it sometimes later, but then instead of, you know, feeling so bad about it, I said, Lord, can you show me next time, ahead of time or at the time, I need to do such and such? Can I be open more? Because it says every morning God opens our ears, opens our minds. We need to be open. We need to ask God to open them so that we can give an encouraging word to those that are weary, that are tired, that life is tough, that, you know, how many encouraging words are needed right now in this world today. Maybe I can't go and help, you know, on the front line with the people who've got COVID, but maybe I can write some letters. And I remember my brother, he's a doctor, and he said, you know, you could buy the doctors and nurses cups of takeaway coffee that comes from a beautiful cafe and drop it off at the hospital. Give it to people, because they don't even have time to have a sip of coffee sometimes. Just something simple to encourage them. Just a little note to say, this is for you, to thank you. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you, because you are on the front line helping those who are so sick. What can we do to encourage others when they're weary, when they're tired, when their focus is off, when they're anxious? Because God asks us to do that. Let us pray right now that God shows us, gives us opportunities that we hear his voice, we see what he wants us to see, and gives us the opportunities to somehow encourage other people. Lord Jesus, right now, not just today, but every morning, may we be open to hearing your word, to seeing what you want us to see, that we can encourage others by a word, by a thought, by an action, by love, to encourage them in their walk, in their journey of life, in their tiredness, in their weariness, in their anxiousness, in their worry, whatever it is, Lord. And by that, may they see that we do it because we're Christ followers, that we give you the glory, Lord. That it's not about us at all, it's all about you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will open our ears, open our hearts, open our mind, open our purses even, to encourage others, as you've asked your followers to do. In this we pray. Amen.